B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So you were there, Roy. The big news over the weekend.
Yeah, I happened to be in New York City during the big blackout. And which was interesting is on the news, it seemed way scarier than when you were there. Like, it was really, because, like, I had so many people. My mom was reaching out. My friends were reaching out. Like, oh, my gosh, are you okay? You got to go back inside.
Well, because years ago, the blackout happened in New York City, and there was, like, a lot of looting and a lot of crime and stuff. But that wasn't the case this time.
No, people were having kind of fun with it. So there's this bar that I really like in New York. It's called Haswell Greens, and it's a live band bar. And they literally lit a bunch of candles near the stage, and the band just played acoustic.
Yeah.
And they were still serving drinks in the dark.
So, you know, New York City, growing up in New Jersey, I call it the best city in the world. But it's also a target a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Terrorism for you know, kind of strange things that happen.
It's a big city, too.
How did word get to you that it was just a transformer and not something more serious? Or did you not even think about that?
Because
that's how the news played it.
I don't think anybody, like, you know, because we were, when it first happened, we were in the lit part. And nobody knew there. Nobody knew what was going on. It was business as normal. And even I got into Uber driver and cars with Ubers, and they were like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
I didn't say anything.
And then when you were over there in that area, it wasn't scary.
It was like the west side where Times Square.
Times Square is, and all the way over to the water. But nobody was freaked out about the news. I'm telling you, the news was way scarier. Cause like at first my mom reached out to me. She's like, oh, there's 27,000 people in New York City without power. And I'm like, that's like a block here. That's
The number was 70,000 at one point.
Like, that's nothing.
How long did it last?
It started in daytime and it all came back on like at 11.
Okay.
Yeah. 10:30, 11. No, it wasn't. It wasn't. It was interesting. It was funny because they, ironically, they have these light up LED boards on the sidewalks that gives you fun facts about New York City. And on that day, years ago, there was a near blackout.
Right.
And that was weird. I was like, oh, that's kind of ironic. But no, it was everyone made really good use of it. I know, Lorraine, you did stories about the Broadway people going out and performing Broadway. I didn't see that or anything like that. Just shows you how big the city is. But with Haswell Greens, they just lit up candles and they were still serving drinks in the dark.
Cash only, I assume.
Yeah. And everyone's iPhones has lights. Everyone dealt with it. And nobody was running around going, oh my gosh, it's probably, you know, terrorism or anything like that.
Yeah. They ruled out cyber, physical attacks, or terrorism of any kind. In fact, Con Ed, the power company, came out and they said that one of their transformers, their big transformers, had blown up.
Yeah.
You know. But think about it. People in elevators had to deal with that.
Yeah, the subway.
The subway stopped.
Yeah.
There was on Saturday night when we had gotten down to South Beach for Fashion Week, there was a, I guess you would call it a brownout because it was only like a couple blocks, but it shut down like three or four really large hotels. So they were all at the hotel that I was at trying to deal with it. So I can only imagine what New York City was like.
I do remember at one point we were walking and I saw the FDNY mass casualty thing. And I was like, Sterling, I was like, that ain't good. Something bad's happening.
Because
at the time we didn't know.
Yeah.
I was like, I've seen enough New York movies to know that it ain't good when that big bus is flying down.
Yeah.
And then we find out, the people were trapped in, you know, subway and elevators.
Right, so. Right. But, I mean, it looked like, sounds like from your firsthand account, everybody handled it pretty well.
Yeah, everybody made good. Like, they all made best of it, man. Plus, it was in the touristy part, which I think also helped.
Yeah.
It was kind of like where all the tourists were.
And it started in daytime.
Yeah, so everybody's having fun with it.
You're part of history, Roy.
I do what I can.
Only you. You know what? Only Roy would be in New York for the blackout.
So true.
Really, only you.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Show.
What you don't know is Roy really just tripped over a cord and unplugged something. And all of New York City went down.
I don't know, Sterling, I just did something. I don't know what it was.
From Rock Hill to Mooresville, the MRL Show is on Kiss 95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.